Okay.
I was slumbering with him there.
He had some. Oh,
he's very clever. And I was so excited about coming to
Vietnam. Oh, I know, me too.
I
feel like
I can
have the whole talk with him.
That's
beautiful.
Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here from Fort Worth, Texas. You know, I came from Ohio to come to this event thinking that I was going to leave the cold. And yesterday, it was like in the 90s.
It was beautiful.
And today, I had to go double layer. And I didn't bring any sweaters because it's cold in Texas. So I'm glad we're inside, even though I think we're both a little cold, aren't we?
Yeah, we're cold.
Oh, I'm standing next to a wonderful person that you will want to meet. Now, if you were here at the Texas Homeschool Convention, you could have had the opportunity to be in a workshop with her. But we know that's not possible for everybody. So we have asked her, and thank you. I would like to introduce you to Tanya Charlton. And Tanya Charlton, let me see. Oh, I just messed up my thing here. Okay, Tanya, wait a minute, Tanya. I see how this goes. She is the curriculum manager for Memoria Press. And I know, because you're here, you do so many other things. So I would just love to welcome you and invite you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Do you want me to hold that?
I'll hold it for you.
Okay. So I have been with Memoria Press a long time. And the school, we've got a school, Highlands Latin School in Memoria in Louisville, Kentucky. And the school and the press started together because our founder, Cheryl Loeb, thought that all children should have Latin. So she determined that she would teach as many children as she could and started a little Latin class in her living room. But there weren't any Latin books for young children. So she wrote Latina Christiana. And so the two kind of started together, the publishing company and the school. And then they grew to be, our school now has about 750 students in it. And the press, we've got a K-12 curriculum and all of our curriculum comes out of the school.
Okay.
So I basically manage that curriculum getting out on the street.
So you're teaching kids Latin?
Yes, and ancient history, a lot of ancient history. It's a classical education.
Classical. I love that because I love history. But I know not all of you feel equipped. You might be there sitting in your home saying, that sounds good, but I wouldn't even know where to start. So why don't you give us a few tips, maybe that you would share in your workshop or from anybody that was interested in learning a little bit more about this?
So we have beginning Latin courses for everybody. And one of Cheryl's, one of the things that was really important to her was that the students and the teachers both be able to easily do it.
Yes.
So she's got scripted out lesson plans that she wrote, and we have instructional videos. We have an online academy that serves 1,000 to 2,000 students. And so all of our Latin classes are there. If you really feel like you can't do it, but I would challenge you that that you can do it with the teacher manual and the instructional videos, that really anybody can teach it.
And do you find the kids enjoy this? Do you get any feedback from the parents?
I think a lot of children do enjoy it and a lot don't, but I think it's like math. It's necessary. And so whether they enjoy it or not, they need to do it.
Yeah. So can you take us back in your personal history? Because, you know, we love to know the people, not just what we do, but where we come from and what has motivated us to get where we are. Can you tell me a little bit about your background and maybe your story?
Sure. When my youngest child was going into school, we were in a rural community, and there was a newspaper article that said that a third of the third graders in that community couldn't read. And so I determined that I would not put my children in that school. So then I needed an option, and I found Cheryl Lowe in the basement of a church and listened to her talk about classical education. I did not have a class. Never heard of it, didn't know what it was, but I literally just hung on every word that she said, and I determined that that was what I wanted for my children. So I put them in her little one day a week school, which then meant I was homeschooling. But I let her help me figure out what I needed to do in addition to what she was doing. She was just teaching Latin and classical history, so I had to do everything else. So I became a homeschooler, but it really was not anything that I had ever thought I would do in my life. And so then as the school grew and people were asking for more time, more classes, so I taught the first fifth grade class that she had, and it was 2 days a week. And now our school is 4 days a week. And so we have one day that the campus, one of our campuses, is empty. And so we've opened it back up and kind of started again. It's like we've gone full circle. And so we have 400 homeschoolers who come that day and take classes to help supplement. They can take Latin or writing or literature. They can do a full day or they can do a la carte classes. So we've really started a cottage school again to meet the needs of homeschoolers after we institutionalized Highlands Latin School.
Aww.
So I've just really been in it from the beginning and watched it grow and become what it is. And homeschooling has, it's just a whole different experience now than it was when I was doing it, and everybody thought I was crazy and I was feeling crazy for doing it. And now I feel like it's so accepted. Colleges love homeschoolers. They make great students. And I think their reputation has grown so much. It's got to be easier now to be a homeschooler than it was 20 years ago.
Oh, I know that. I educated my four children at home. I said that I graduated after 24 years. When my youngest one graduated, I wanted to have the graduation party for me.
Right, that's right. And you should have.
I did. And that was the feeling. And maybe you feel like maybe you're in a community where it's not that accepted. That's why we would encourage you to get connected with other homeschoolers and join a co-op. And we've talked about that on other interviews that we've done. And you can always reach out to THSC, and they have the resources to connect you. No matter where you live in the world, we can help you. Just drop a comment in this podcast link, or just drop us a line somehow. Make a comment. We will get back with you. But I think that you're right, that it's easier now because there are resources like what Tanya has been just sharing with us. Thank you. So for somebody that's just struggling, maybe they're even not even in the United States, and they're just saying, I just want to give up, or what should I do? Or just in a general piece of advice, if you were sitting down over a cup of coffee, what would you tell them? Do you have anything in mind?
If I were talking specifically about our curriculum,
yes,
I would say that it is open and go, basically. But so we've made it very easy with instructional videos, with an online academy, with live teachers, with lesson plans that are very specific. This is what you do this day in this subject that will take you all the way through your year. But that doesn't mean you don't still have to work hard. And so, and that's what I really talked about yesterday in my workshop. This is still a big commitment, and this is your job to teach your children. So you just have to make sure that you're prepared to do it, that you've read the curriculum, that you're ready to teach it. It's a lot easier than it was, and we've got a lot more resources, but it's still work, and it's still, yes. I think people sometimes feel discouraged because they think maybe that it's not going to be as hard as it is. And when you get into it, it is very difficult, yeah. But that's okay because it's a job worth doing. Absolutely. And it was the most difficult job I've ever done. It's a huge responsibility. You don't always feel like you're doing a good job. There are many things I'd like to go back and fix and don't have the opportunity to do, but my kids are fine, so it's okay. Yeah. But I think if people think it's easy and then get into it, it's not. It's not going to be easy, but there is so much help. And we help people start co-ops in schools all the time. We have a whole schools division. There are over 500 schools using our curriculum. We've franchised our name. There are like 19 Highlands Latin schools around the country now. Generally, you can find help and find, you're right, if you can just find a little community, even if your kids can just go one day a week to a little community of like-minded people, and just to find a mentor, somebody that's been doing it a long time would be very helpful too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Don't minimize the power of community and connection. And she used the word mentor. Powerful, because once those of us that have survived and are on the other side and our kids are relatively normal,
right.
Then it's not that our job is done. We want to come alongside of you that are doing it right now and say, you can do it. And if you need help, reach out. In fact, Tanya, how can someone contact you or the school or the resources that you offer?
Our general email address is sales@memoriapress.com. So it's Memoria without the L. Not a lot of people think memorial, but it's a Latin word, memoriapress.com. My personal email address, and I would be glad to help anybody, is Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, at memoriapress.com. But sales will get everybody, you know, get where your email where it needs to go.
Okay.
To our schools division or wherever it needs to go, whatever kind of help.
Now, you've made me curious. Memoria. It's not memorial. What does memoria mean?
What do you think it means?
Well, I think it has to do with memory.
Got it.
I can speak Latin.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I feel very, I was just, that was a shot in the dark.
Well, I mean, Latin is not that difficult, really. You know, the vocabulary, it's very similar to, it was the base language, you know, for most of our modern languages,
yeah.
French and Italian and Spanish. And so you can recognize a lot of the words.
See there, we learned something together. Thank you, teacher, for teaching us.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure to have you here on the red carpet with us in the exhibit hall. And if you're not here, don't miss any of the interviews, because we have got a plethora. I learned that word not too long ago, and I've been trying to use it. I've had a plethora of food, too, let me tell you. But there is such a variety of resources right here on the channel that you're seeing this particular podcast shown. So check back often. We're almost wrapping up today, but tomorrow we'll be back. So don't miss it. In fact, if you have heard something that it just sparked somebody's name in your mind and you said, ooh, I wish so-and-so could have heard this, tag them. Share this on your social media page, and we will connect. Somehow it'll happen. You watch and see. We are so happy that you joined us. So for now, we're going to say goodbye. You've got time before our final interview in just about 15 or 20 minutes. You can put another load of laundry in the wash, or you can get another chore done, or Mama, you can just put your feet up and rest. We thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.